To get us started on the right note for 2019, with everything that that entails, get your mind in the right mindset. The mind in the right mindset for the new year is the good doctor from Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, Dr. John Braccio, who's, I understand, in, it's not sunny right now, but it will be shortly, Miami, Florida. Morning.
Well, good morning, and it's 74 degrees as I speak to you. I just checked the weather. That's the morning, and it's still
hang up on him, Rich. Here. No more of that. Yeah, okay. Now you were good at you were at the bowl game.
We went.
The Orange Bowl that set up the national championship for Alabama again, right?
Yeah, that was really a great game with Alabama and with Oklahoma. It was actually a lot like the Washington. The game with Ohio State, because of in that case Alabama went way ahead, and then Oklahoma kept coming back,
right,
and came within 11 three times. So they were kind of similar games, and we kind of saw Ohio State yesterday really kind of, I think, as I was talking to Rich before we got on here, yeah, they just kind of went three quarters and thought, well, this game's over, and they forgot that Washington wasn't ready to quit yet. So Washington came really back, and good thing there wasn't a fifth quarter for Ohio State.
Yeah, but Washington's offense was in dormancy for three quarters, and that was their problem. losing their star on the defensive backfield early in the game didn't help them either. But it was an exciting finish, but it at no point did it ever seem during that game like Washington was really going to win. And I would say the same thing about Alabama's opponent. And I don't know who's going to win Alabama-Clemson, but I do know this. Those are the two best teams in the country, period.
I would say that is true. I never claimed to be an expert, but I can certainly look. And certainly those two have the look of the two best teams in the country.
Yeah, they do. And whoever wins that game will wear the mantle, although it is fun watching. I got to tell you, that growing up in the Pac-10, which later the Pac-12, and now covering the Big Ten, that to me the Rose Bowl is just the game. Now, you may beg to differ because you go to that fancy stadium there that has the new sun awning, so no one has to get too much vitamin D as they're watching the game and enjoy the nice cold beverage, and you get a lot of fun there. But, you know, as we start the new year, I guess a lot of people now they've got post-Christmas letdown. That's what Lucy used to call it in the Charlie Brown strip. And maybe they've got a list of, 20 or 30 New Year's resolutions, which are probably not going to come to fruition. How do you tell people, how do you advise people to approach a new year? And, all of that entails, maybe they've got some things in mind for changes in their life.
Well, a couple things. First of all, when you consider 60%, make resolutions, but only 8% are successful, I think what we ought to do is maybe approach it a little differently. Like, let's make 2019 a year we're going to enter with gusto or with enthusiasm, with glee or relish, that we're going to really make this a new year, a new start, kind of in a general sense. You're going to make a new you. You're going to have a new beginning. You're going to be bold. You're going to seek out new people, seek out new experiences, eliminate toxic people. I think if you approach things maybe a little different than the way a lot of people do it. They say, I'm going to diet or eat healthier. Well, I think that's good. 71% say they're going to do that, and I wouldn't discourage someone from doing that. But I do believe that we might want to be approaching this a little on a more macro level sometimes. Like, this is new. This is a beginning. And let's try to see it as something new as opposed to just another new day, a new year, try to do a few things new. Really try to make some major changes. I don't care who you are, what you're doing, how successful, whatever it is. There's some major things you can do in your life, because there's always going to be the blah, blah, the routine, just kind of doing the same thing over and over again. And but I think it is wise to just do an inventory of who you are, where you are,
sure,
and what you really want to do. And just and go for it, and go for it with gusto. I like that word, gusto. The idea of just putting some enthusiasm in it, Dave. A lot of people lack enthusiasm. They just kind of live their life, and when they do a resolution, they say they're doing it, but they're not really fully committed. I mean, if you're going to exercise more, good for you, but set up a plan and really start working at it and try not to see it as work. And if you're going to be doing exercising, find something, like I like to walk, okay? I'll walk in the big box stores, I'll have a treadmill, but that's kind of my way of getting my 6,000-7,000 steps every day, which may not be a huge number, but I don't miss that, okay? I step on the rarest of occasions.
Okay.
But I do really feel that if people really can approach life and they can just see new visions, new ideas, kind of really go for them. And that, I just don't see a lot of people doing that. People I talk to, they attract 10 people, 10, a good share of them, 5, 6, 7, would say they're going to do something different. If I ran into them in a month, I'd find they kind of, their life got cluttered again and they didn't really do that. So I think that it's kind of looking at the year as a new beginning, a new start, and a time to really just move forward. I try to do that every year. I'm really looking forward to 2019. 2018 was a great year. I want this to be a better year, and always looking at new things, reading new things, trying to learn new things. I think everybody ought to be working on some things, not doing necessarily what I'm doing, because everybody has to do their own thing. But if we approach, oh, no, just another year, like, oh, no, I'm in a routine, or I can't do this, or it's just too much work, or all that's, those are the words you hear from people that aren't moving forward in life. It's too much work.
But, Doc, you don't tell people to bite off, like I said, there's people who have the laundry list of things they want to change in their life. But you would normally say, you know, focus on a couple of things. And like you say, go for it with gusto, but commit to it and don't overextend into so many areas that you don't end up checking any boxes.
Well, see, I think that is really true. The problem I'm finding, though, over the years is when people check the boxes, they kind of narrow their what they're going to do.
Okay.
And then if they fail at it, then they just move into something else. I'm trying to look at life a little differently. Like, this is a new year, 2019. Wow, I mean, think of that. That's certainly, you know, I remember when I was a young kid, the idea of the year 2000 seemed like 100 years away. It was actually 57 years away at the time. So when I go back to when I was born, my view now is just take the year, new year, look at things differently. Try to look for opportunities. Be seeking things that are going to advance you. Make you a more interesting person, a person that has things to be living for every day, almost saying, golly, I want to go to bed early so I can start tomorrow morning. But then again, I don't want to waste any of this day. You know, kind of get that enthusiasm back in life. A lot of people, Dave, a good percent of people, they just live a life. They don't really enjoy it necessarily. They may not be really unhappy. They're just kind of humming, you know, through life.
And sure.
I think it's time to just take glee, gusto. That's how I look. Enthusiasm. Just get more fire in your life.
Well, you just said something there, too, that struck me. I want to go back to, you said, you know, become a more interesting person. And I've had people say, I don't think I'm a very interesting person. Well, if you want to be interesting, be a person who's interested in learning,
yes,
in other people, in asking questions, in issues, in the world around you. If you're interested, suddenly you're going to become more interesting. I believe that.
Yes. I think that is true. And I think the more you meet with people, that you try to learn from them, see what they've experienced, that will make you more interesting because you're going to be learning what other people have done, what they have found.
Totally.
The narcissist just talks about themselves, okay? Like the sun comes up in the morning, so they have sun. It goes out at night, so they can sleep. Okay, that's kind of their vision of the world. But if you want to be more interesting, meet with people, talk to people, find out what interests them. If you also find out what interests people, you're going to be having new possibilities of things that you might do. See what people are reading. What are they learning? Don't get all bogged down in the theatrics of politics of a movie or a game or something. Just try to really kind of seek out a path in life that's going to be interesting. It's going to be somewhat peaceful. It's going to make things better for you and those around you. Those that do love and care for you are going to love and care for you even more as they find, wow, Dave and John have become more interesting.
Sure.
They're becoming beekeepers. They're doing some things. Just maybe it's more interesting. But I'm kind of almost looking more at a macro level, as over the years I just see so many people not succeeding. And I'm not eliminating people from the whole idea of pricing, because when people join organizations, join systems to begin the year, that can be very helpful. That can get people very interested in things, or even a reading list that they're going to do. I just feel, though, if we approach the year with, wow, this is 2019, I've made it, I'm going to enjoy it, it's time that God or life has given to me, and I'm just going to make the most of it, and I'm going to learn a lot, I'm going to see a lot, I'm going to experience a lot, and this is going to be the best year until 2020 shows me that can even be a better year when it comes up.
But don't get ahead of yourself too far. 2020, as we got.
Well, I'm not.
Yeah. I know. I meant that in as a general way. I mean, we always say here, we say it's carpe diem. So you could say carpe annos singulos. Yes. Seize the year, and we'll coin that here on the Morning Wake Up with a good doctor, Dr. John Braccio. Dr. John B is in Miami, where it's 74. No more will be said of that other than enjoy that warm weather down there as we chill a bit here in mid-Michigan. First time out for the new year. Always great to talk to you, my friend. Good advice.
Always a pleasure with you, my friend. Bye-bye.